My guest at this time is Jeffrey Epstein. He is the president and CEO of Healing the Wounds. It's a program designed to mentor the children of fallen service members through a variety of activities and experiences that will hopefully set those kids confidently on the path to success. And Jeff, thanks very much for being with us today.
Pleasure, Greg. Thank you.
Well, many people, I think, are aware of different types of fundraising operations that either provide college scholarships or other assistance to the children or families of our fallen heroes. It would appear to me, at least, that Healing the Wounds focuses on the investment of time and teaching skills that will be helpful later in life. Where did this idea come from for you?
You know, I'm a patriotic individual, Greg, and I've been involved in a lot of different things. Summertimes, just as a hobby business, I spent a lot of time in Alaska introducing families and individuals, children at times, to the wilderness up there. And they were so awe-inspired by what they saw that to this day, you know, after doing that for 32 years, I still bump into them. They're still talking about it being the best experiences of their lives. So I sat back and I said, you know what? I'd like to roll this out for the children of our nation's fallen heroes. And that includes both law enforcement and the military, and provide them with the same opportunities, but actually help mentor them with unprecedented opportunities to blossom and lead productive lives. So I started talking to some other individuals, and we put a team together up there. We're ready to go. And I have three professors, University of Alaska Fairbanks, involved. Michael Hawk came aboard, by the way, and I'm sure you saw that.
Right.
And Michael had a show on the Discovery Channel, Man, Woman, Wild. He's one of our advisory board members. He's going to help develop a program to teach or introduce them to basic wilderness survival skills, and intends to be on the ground as much as possible.
Fantastic.
So we've got an extremely strong advisory board. General Thomas McInerney came aboard early on. He was in charge of the Alaska Air Command, General Boykin. You know, the list goes on and on and on, both from law enforcement, military, retired, private life, etc. But they're all experts. And the thrust of this, I think more than anything else, it's a solutions-based initiative. We created the organization to focus on what's possible at a time when, as you know, so much of society is laser-focused on what's wrong. Mm-hmm. And we want to build character, self-confidence, and leadership skills.
Jeff, how many kids are in need of these mentorships? And you obviously mentioned the children of fallen police officers as well. So whether you're talking about those who lost parents in Iraq or Afghanistan or right here at home, how great is the need?
The need itself is tremendous. In fact, about a month ago, I was contacted by the U.S. Army. And they happened to notice an interview that was posted on. I was interviewed early on by a news organization, and it caught their eye. And they said, my God, you know what? We're so enthusiastic about what you're trying to do here. Just let us know when you're funded and when you're ready to go. And we have thousands of teenagers that would be in a position to take advantage of this. But, you know, Greg, we're going beyond the wilderness experience. This is a 12-month program, and we're going to continue to mentor them through webinars and tutorials and regional gatherings. But also, we're going to expose them to a dozen or so potential career paths. And we're going to support them with a call-in center year-round as well. Because once again, we're trying to develop leadership skills. We're trying to help them become productive, responsible citizens.
So how do people get involved as mentors, and how do you connect mentors with the kids?
Well, the mentors will be coming from our staff. So we've got a number of individuals with, you know, those capabilities and professional backgrounds to help them. But as far as the children are concerned, once again, we expect we've got a lot of contacts out there to have them have them channeled in our direction. I'd encourage everybody to visit our site at this time. The website is healingthewounds.org. That's www.healingthewounds.org. And also, I want to break something. Over the Christmas season, Greg, we had two additions to our staff. And Karen Vaughn, who's Gold Star mother, just came aboard. And also Taya Kyle came aboard, who was a widow of course, Chris Kyle from the American Sniper. So we're very strong. We're ready to go. We're just trying to raise funding and also build membership, because we're trying to develop a national team of people that will come aboard as members. They can be as active as they want to be, but they'll have a say in terms or the potential to advance any ideas they have.
We're talking with Jeff Epstein. He's the president and CEO of Healing the Wounds. And Jeff, how do you measure results ultimately?
I think the easiest way to measure results is how happy and productive they turn out in the long run. And, you know, you mentioned before that there are pro-veterans groups that offer scholarships and assistance that way. But we're looking to, we're targeting young teenagers. In fact, the age group we're targeting is 12 to 17 years of age, where we could have a major impact on them before they head off to college, and basically help them determine which career path they may be interested in, whether it's college or the trades or whatever.
And it's quite a diverse list that you have out there. It's everything from manufacturing to culinary skills to all sorts of things.
Correct. And we have contacts in those areas, Greg. So like I said, we're ready to roll. One of the things that we're looking at doing, of course, is setting up some type of program where we can send them out into different industries, just to not just the exposure up front, but internships as they work through the years that they're affiliated with us, so that we can help them prepare, plan, and gain experience in those different potential career paths. Like I said, it's a year-round program, and we really want to have an impact. We want to help create, once again, the next generation, or help create the next generation of responsible young adults that will gain from their experiences in terms of leadership skills and things of that nature.
You mentioned
prepare them for adulthood.
Right. You mentioned leadership skills, potential career paths, outdoor skills, a lot. Some people might be wondering whether there's a spiritual component here at all.
I think there's always a spiritual component, because I don't think you could be in such an awe-inspiring environment and not see what it took to create that and lay it in front of them. But I think that they'll be changed. And one thing that, you know, conversations I've had in the past, from the time they check in to the time that they leave, this has taken place, by the way, up in Alaska, and they'll see things they've never seen before and witness them and be active, the different activities that they never even thought were possible. But from the time they check in, their cell phones and electronic, anything that's tied to the net or whatever, will not function.
Ooh.
We have communications for emergency only. So we want to leave that there, because, you know what, Greg, how many times have you gone into a restaurant and you see young people today seated at tables, and every one of them is texting somebody else? The communication skills aren't where they should be anymore, and we want to impact that as well.
That's an excellent point. So, you can go into any restaurant or pretty much any public place, and you'll see faces of kids and adults, unfortunately, buried in their electronic devices. A couple of quick questions for you, Jeff, just to help people understand how they can contact you for a couple of different things. First of all, for parents who think their kids could benefit from this, how do they go about getting in touch with you?
Well, I would direct them right to the website once again, which is healingthewounds.org. We're not accepting applications yet. We're trying to get funded, but anybody that wants to contact us, either through email or they can even call. We're small enough so that, as an organization, so we could still accommodate private phone calls. And once again, I'd encourage anybody with their questions to call in.
And what's that number?
860-537-0211. And it's posted on the website.
Fantastic. How much do you need
right now? Oh, I'm sorry. I just wanted to say once again that our major thrust right now is to secure corporate sponsors that will benefit from, our initial launch. And we have certain components that are available for them. But additionally, Greg, we want to build membership, and we want to bring people on from across the country that want to feel that they belong to the organization. They're contributing, and they're playing a significant role in helping us help these children, because that's what it's all about.
A question that often gets
asked. Bottom line, it's about the children.
Question that's often asked, Jeff, when it comes to donating to charities is how much of that money goes directly to the program as opposed to overhead and so forth and other fundraising efforts. So what can you say on that front? I know you're just starting, so perhaps it's kind of hard to quantify since you haven't been doing this for a number of years. But what can you tell folks who might have that question?
Well, I did close down another charitable organization that I ran for a dozen years. So I do have experience in that realm, Greg. But, we are committed to making certain that the highest percentage as possible will go directly to the cause. And we're targeting 90%.
90%. Very good. Jeff, anything else our folks should know before we let you go?
Please visit our website. Come aboard. Help us help these children. And I really appreciate the opportunity, Greg, to speak with you today. And once again, it's healingthewounds.org.
healingthewounds.org to learn more about the program. That's how you can give. That's how you can get involved and become a member as this program really ramps up right now in the fundraising phase, as Jeff mentioned, but then, of course, most importantly, in the mentoring phase that will follow. Jeff, thank you again very much for your time today.
Thank you, Greg.
Jeffrey Epstein is the president and CEO of Healing the Wounds. Again, healingthewounds.org. I'm Greg Corumbus reporting for Radio America.